The debate over state and federal funding of the arts has ramped up since November's election as arts groups nationwide prepare to fight the Trump administration over funding of the National Endowment for the Arts.
Arts advocates argue that funding the arts is essential in ways that aren't always so obvious in things like education, community building, and economic development. And here in Arizona, the same arguments are being made to ensure funding of the arts at the state capitol.
Almost 300 arts advocates are gathering at the state capitol today as part of the Arizona State Capitol for Arts Congress, meeting with legislators and attending workshops to argue for funding of the arts at the state level. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, Steve. So this is being organized by Arizona Citizens for the Arts. They're an arts advocacy organization in the state. So I met with Rusty Foldy, their executive director, while she was prepping for this event to talk more about it. And she told me the Phoenix Conservatory of Music will be performing in the House of Representatives to open the session today, and the Scottsdale Philharmonic will perform in the Senate. But she said, most importantly, this gives them all a chance to sit down with their legislators to ask them to support public funding for the arts.
Specifically, we will be asking legislators to support a $2 million allocation to the Arizona Commission on the Arts. It provides programs and grants to hundreds of organizations across our state, and it does depend on support from the legislature.
So it sounds like a lot of money, but it also probably goes to a lot of places. Can you give us an idea of where those grants usually end up?
The grants support organizations as large as the Arizona Opera or the Musical Instrument Museum to smaller organizations in communities like Clarkdale and Cottonwood. And in fact, and sometimes the smaller grants to smaller organizations really make almost more of a difference than the grants to the larger organizations, because those local organizations in communities around our state are really a very vital part of the local economies in those communities. They help attract tourists and visitors, and they really are sort of at the center of the community life.
So I wonder, are the arts in danger in any way in Arizona? Is this funding been threatened?
The Arizona Commission on the Arts suffered some serious cutbacks during the recession, and our job in recent years has been to try to get back some of that support from the legislature. As times have gotten a little better in the budget, while still under some stress, is not in the same situation it was during those years of the recession. So this $2 million for the Arts Commission will make a big impact on the Commission's ability to do its work. Getting an allocation of $2 million gives the Arizona Commission the ability to do grant funding at a level that is more in line with what it had historically been doing.
And it seems like that's always the case. Arts are the first program to get cut in schools when funding is threatened, and at the state level when the recession hits and the budgets are tight. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a mistake? What are the results of that?
Well, I think it is a mistake, because what that means is that the value that arts provide to the community is not being recognized. The arts bring us together as people. They're a way for us to learn about each other in some very safe spaces, but they also contribute to the local economy. Arts are really an investment in the community. They draw people to spend money. Artists are job creators. They buy houses. They spend money. The arts organizations themselves support all kinds of other community services. In the area of education, we know more and more that arts are a means of engaging young people, sometimes young people who wouldn't be engaged in school in any other way. We need young people who can think and reason. We need young people who can work collaboratively in teams, like you do in your high school band or in your theater program. So the arts have a lot to contribute to the overall school environment and to the overall education of young people. And I think when we are so ready to cut arts education in our schools, we are really cheating our young people out of something that could be very valuable to their education.
So in light of the national picture right now, too, and NEA funding being threatened, what are your concerns here in Arizona and nationally when you look at state and federal funding of the arts?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are concerned about the fate of the NEA. This would be a problem for Arizona. Between the money that the Arizona Commission on the Arts gets from the NEA and the money that individual organizations get from the NEA, it's about $1.5 million a year. Now, again, that doesn't sound like much in terms of a billion-dollar budget, and it really isn't, which ought to be the reason that you leave that money alone, because the impact that it has in our local communities, I mean, all over the nation, but certainly here in Arizona, is far more important than the, you know, pure dollar value.
Rusty Foley with Arizona Citizens for the Arts. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger.